Fourth and Vine. Tucked into the last booth, along the wall of everyone's and no one's favorite cafe, on a street where women in dark stockings and worn brown shoes trudge to laundromats and drugstores, one or two tired children in tow, you sit writing out the limits of their lives. Pens scattered on the table in front of you, paper already ringed by coffee cups and pie plate bottoms, you catch and place words, in horizontal lines at first, their placement precise as the bars on the liquor store windows across the street, then diagonal additions in snatches and gasps and dashes, curving revisions and sudden aspirations. Watching your efforts for some clue as to when he should interrupt to warm your cup, the waiter, a skinny man too young to be right for you, comes just as your mind wanders out past the parking lot of lumbering clunkers on their third engines and truck beds full of work, past the sidewalked rows of fading framed houses with cluttered yards and potted plant porches, past the pawn shops and the light poles, the discount stores and the gas station pumps. As you try to find the language of possibility, the cafe fills with young people who eat and laugh and old folks who sit to rest with those they love. Smiling, the waiter, stroking his goatee, asks you, "What else do you need?"